Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, June 30th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. President Biden heads to Miami to meet with the rescuers at the condo collapse. Donald Trump goes to the southern border. Officials in Los Angeles tell residents to mask up indoors. Nearly half of San Francisco residents plan on leaving. New study says the healthiest communities in America are, we will tell you. Also ahead, will Joe Biden go to hell? But first, President Biden traveling to Florida tomorrow to meet with family members of the missing. After a condo complex collapsed, Mr. Biden and the First Lady will tour the scene, thank first responders who are still searching for survivors. The 12-story building collapsed last week, as you know. At least a dozen are confirmed dead. That number grows every hour. Another 150 or so believed to be buried in the rubble. Donald Trump touring the U.S.-Mexico border today alongside Texas Governor Abbott. The two Republicans will visit an unfinished sector of the border wall. Members of the media and local law enforcement will be there as well. Mr. Trump blaming the current immigration chaos, and it is that, on President Biden, saying, quote, he's destroying our country before our very eyes. Los Angeles County officials instructing folks to put back face masks as the so-called Delta variant spreads. The public health department urging people to wear the coverings when inside stores, theaters, family entertainment centers, workplaces. The current vaccine will protect you against the Delta variant. Poll from San Francisco says 40% of the city's population wants to leave due to high crime and homeless. 8 in 10 say violence is getting worse. 70% claim the quality of life plummeting. 76% want more police on the streets. Survey from U.S. News and World Report ranks the healthiest towns in the nation. Communities are judged by obesity, exercise, access to nature, substance abuse, and life expectancy. Top three this year, Falls Church, Virginia, just outside of D.C., Douglas County, Colorado. And number one, Los Alamos, New Mexico. Who knew? In a moment, President Biden under fire from the Catholic Church. Is hell in the picture? Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As you may know, the American Catholic bishops are debating whether to deny President Biden the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, that's communion. His alleged sin is promoting abortion, a mortal sin in the Catholic Church, because it denies life. If you die in the state of mortal sin, according to the Church, you go to hell. Now, according to a Pew poll, 58% of Americans believe in hell. That number includes 76% of Muslim Americans, 70% of Christians, 22% of Jews. For those who do believe, 91% say the fear of going to hell plays an important role in their life. The Catholic Church defines hell as, quote, a state of definitive self-exclusion from communion with God and the blessed, unquote. Mortal sins in the church include abortion, as stated, adultery, renouncing God, heresy, murder, rape, and suicide, among others. Many Christian denominations view hell as a landscape ruled by Satan and his demons to oversee damned souls for eternity. That was played out in the movie The Exorcist. In Islam, hell is divided into seven layers, filled with blazing fire, boiling water, and a variety of other torments for those who have been condemned. Judaism does not have a specific doctrine about the afterlife. According to the Torah, hell is not entirely physical. Rather, it can be compared to a very intense feeling of shame. People are ashamed of their misdeeds, and this constitutes suffering, which makes up for the bad deeds. Passages from the Old Testament refer to the afterlife as sleep, eternal rest, or the world to come. Judging Joe Biden can be a sin itself. The Catholic bishops have the power to deny him the sacrament of communion, but not the right to condemn him to hell, even though they are clerics. James writes in the New Testament, there is only one judge, God. James says, who are you to judge your neighbor? So the Biden abortion situation is, as they say, complicated. The man certainly is making it easier to end the lives of the unborn. No question about that. And the bishops are mandated to protect unborn lives. How this will ultimately turn out will be fascinating to see. You might say, it's a hell of a problem. Sorry. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And please check out my brand new book, a great read this 4th of July weekend, Killing the Mob. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. In the summer of 1926, the Roaring Twenties, 25-year-old Margaret Mitchell, a reporter with the Atlanta Journal newspaper, quit her job to focus on writing books. For the next few years, she would create a story surrounding Scarlett O'Hara and her life during the Civil War. 85 years ago today, the novel was published, Gone with the Wind. Released on June 30th, 1936, Gone with the Wind caused a sensation in Atlanta and went on to sell millions of copies throughout the USA and all over the world. Miss Mitchell won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction in 1937 and was quickly paid $50,000 to sell the rights of her story to MGM. That was a fortune back then. Though she didn't take part in the film adaptation, she attended its premiere in December 1939. The film is regarded as one of the finest movies ever made. Adjusted for inflation, it remains the highest box office earner ever, generating $3.4 billion in today's money, $3.4 billion for a movie. Gone with the Wind won 8 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Actress, Supporting Actress, Screenplay. The film routinely ranks in the top 5 great movies of all time, up there with The Godfather, Citizen Kane, and Casablanca. However, despite all the success and the accolades, Gone with the Wind is under attack these days. Cancel culture has come for Scarlett and her crew. HBO, a very liberal company, banished Gone with the Wind last year because it allegedly glorified slavery, promoted racism, and whitewashed, pardon the pun, the history of the Civil War. Theaters showing a revived edition of Gone with the Wind are sometimes protested. Some are urging the Smithsonian to remove film artifacts from the Museum of American History. And here's something else you might not know. When Gone with the Wind took Best Supporting Actress at the 1940 Academy Awards, it was given to Hattie McDaniel for her role as Mammy. Miss McDaniel was the first African-American nominated for an Oscar, and she won it. Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com. Promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.